Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
Hello, main man Ryan.
Speaking about slaying the giant of fear. As part of the teachings of Plague 2023, the first giant we are attempting to slay is fear. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. There are many things that instill fear. Discouragement, loneliness, temptation, anger, guilt, doubt, in your school, new friends, choosing a course or subject, or even writing exams. We can also fear what people think of us. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous hand." We cannot run away or hide from fear. If you don't want to control your life, then you need to face it, conquer it, and like David defeated Goliath, you have to slay it. Let us recall the story of the Israelites in Numbers 13 to 14. The Israelites did not enter the promised land, land of Canaan. The 12 spies that were sent out to check out the land returned. 10 had negative reports and only 2 had hope. The 10 spies allowed fear to dominate them. When fear dominates, it disregards God's plan and distorts God's purpose. Fear is disobedience. It will not allow you to walk in the plan of God. It will intimidate you and destroy every positive plan in your life. So, what can you do when fear dominates your life? Remember 1 John 4, 18 to 19. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. For we love because he loved us first. So this is your challenge. Confront your fear honestly. Confess your fear as a sin. Command your fear to obey God. Claim God's promises to all aspects of your life. Make a list of God's promises. Declare and believe every good and perfect word of God over your life. Cultivate a close relationship with God. Do not believe in a negative report. As a youth of KLA, we are constantly reminded of Isaiah 64 verse 8. O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Remember, they didn't believe in us, but God did. Thank you.
For joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.